Would you consider giving sex up for a year or more? I mean, if you're currently sexually active and loving it, the answer is probably a hard no. And that's understandable. Sex is a huge part of life, pleasure, and overall health. I mean, if you want to know more about that, you should listen to our Drum Sex podcast, and we'll tell you all about it. But on our site, we've written so many stories about people who've chosen the celibacy route. From life coach and author Amanda Ndeki, who has been celibate for 8 years and more, and plans to be indefinitely, to popular presenter Rory Sang Tandegiso, who told us about being a virgin and why she's made the choice to keep it that way. These stories received varied responses from our readers, from shock to admiration to people who just could not understand why someone would voluntarily give up sex. And that's not a bad question. Why would someone give it up? That's exactly what our guest on this episode has done for the past year. Lunga Twema from KwaZulu-Natal recently celebrated a year of celibacy, and he took to Twitter to share his experience, which doesn't seem like the safest place to do so, but he did it. And today, we have him on the podcast to share what sex and spirituality mean to him, and why he has chosen not to have sex until he finds the right person to do it with.
Well, honestly speaking, I think it wasn't necessarily like, you know, one of those choices that you make after thinking hard about it. It was a matter of at that time or at that space that I was in, you know, I was like, you know, I'm just going to abstain from a couple things, you know. Mm-hmm. So then, and, you know, sex was one of those things. Then when I was in a different space and I was, you know, ready to, you know, do some of the things that I had cut down on, I noticed that, you know, my life has been a bit less, you know, stressful and more peaceful without sex. And I'm a very spiritually driven human being. I believe that, you know, most things are spiritually, you know, connected. So I was like, you know what, maybe, you know, abstaining from sex is not the worst of ideas. And, you know, and that's how it started.
And you decided to post this on Twitter, and you received, from what I saw, a really great response. But a lot of people think because you're a man, this must be the worst experience for you. And what do you say to that?
I've never had that perception when it comes to my masculinity, you know. Like, I'm more of a man, as you want to say, as I was before this, I took this decision. And I'm still that same man after the decision, you know? So it's the same thing for me. It hasn't changed anything. So it's a perception. Some people perceive that, you know, as men, you're supposed to, you know, procreate, supposed to have sex. You are supposed to, you know, engage in these sexual activities to prove your manlyhood, if you want to call it that. So with me, it has not affected that one bit, because I've never been one to believe in that whole perception.
And your relationships, I don't know if you're currently in a relationship, but can you take me through how you navigated your relationships before you were celibate and how you would do it now?
Well, before I was celibate, I was like any other guy, you know. I'd hook up with girls, you'd have these sexual, you know, interactions, you know, with different women, you know, per se. And, you know, it was just a normal type of girl-guy relationships. It wasn't that different. Now, with this whole celibacy thing, you'd find that getting into a relationship is not something that I feel like it's another thing that you need to consider before you go onto the celibacy journey, is that it's very rare to find. And then again, even if you do find that person, which is the one in a million, you know, times, you know, or chances rather, you'd find a person who wants a relationship but doesn't want to have the sex that comes with relationship. So it's very hard to find that person. So I haven't been in a relationship of that sort ever since I started with this celibacy journey. It's always, you know, we can hang out, you know, if I'm out at a club or I'm out where, we could chill there, you know, and talk and whatnot. But I'd never try and engage with that person in terms of a serious relationship, in where they, you know, they'd assume or expect that we're going to have sex. So you don't really have that much relationships in terms of, you know, sexual relationships or even any type of relationship whatsoever, because it's very hard to find someone who's like you, you know, because, you know, everybody needs, you need, and it's like some form of intimacy, even if it's not sexual, right? Mm-hmm. But not a lot of people are out here trying to get intimacy that doesn't lead to sex. They're not trying to date someone to just be intimate with them in terms of your emotional, you know, side, but not your physical side. So getting into relationships and you're celibate is not something that's, you know, easily doable, because, you know, it's just a whole different, you know, viewpoints on that whole relationship matter. The most difficult part of my journey would be, you know, craving that, you know, that emotional aspect of intimacy, because, you know, I'm not a robot. I still want to feel like I'm loved. I still want to feel appreciated. You know, I still want someone to have my back every now and then. That is someone who's more than just a friend. Like, you know, you get that from your friends, but it's different when it comes from someone who actually loves you and actually, you know, tries to build their whole life around you, you know. So it's very hard to carry on, you know, with life in general, because sometimes you really need that form of intimacy from, you know, from a special someone, not just from a friend or from a friendship relationship. So I think the hardest part will be the fact that, you know, that intimacy is not something that you get when you need it, and you need to deal with that, because you need to understand the bigger picture is that, you know, it brings you peace. So you have to sacrifice a couple of things for that peace. So it all comes down to how much do you really want that peace.
So what do you do in relationships to foster intimacy outside of sex? I have a few ideas. You could try going out on more dates, picnics, and social events. Or you could write each other love letters to express how you feel. I mean, you could even cuddle if that won't be too much temptation for you. But before I get carried away, this is what Lunga had to say about intimacy without sex.
Well, I feel like intimacy is more than physical, but, you know, the way that, you know, people's perceptions have actually changed the whole, you know, intimacy in terms of how they view it and how anyone else views it, is that it has to be sexual, it has to be physical, right? Intimacy for me is like little things, like little gestures. It's like it's the calls. It's the way you talk to someone. It's the way that you motivate someone, the way you support someone. All of those other things. With me, intimacy is more emotional rather than physical. So intimacy with me is someone showing you that they're there for you. They're supporting you throughout any decision that you're making. You know, they're reminding you that you matter. That's how I view intimacy. You know, it's not necessarily physical, but it can be physical. And, you know, and there's nothing wrong with it being physical, but it's also more of an emotional, you know, aspect rather than physical.
That's it for today's episode. I'm your host, Pam Magwaza, and thank you for listening. See you soon.